Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 7:26 here on a Friday morning. Environmental objections to the border wall. Rush Limbaugh's morning update is on the way with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things. Crews prepare Wichita streets for possible nasty weather, but will we see any snow? County officials will study intersections south of Goddard after deadly crashes. Wichita billboards promote legalizing marijuana across Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got some of the heaviest traffic that we've seen out there right now on Kellogg, right around Southwest Boulevard, east and westbound here. Traffic pretty heavy out there, so be cautious in that area. Expect a slowdown. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Northeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 22 degrees. Hats are back and they're more popular now than in the last 30 years. There's no better time to have the staff at Hatman Jack's help you find hats for yourself and everyone on your gift list. They have gift certificates and a great exchange policy so everyone gets the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Congress has passed another short-term spending bill to keep the government open. That story and more news on the half hour. Stephen Tipp on KNSS.
It was a coalition of environmentalist wackos. Last year, the Center for Biological Diversity, the Animal League Defense Fund, and the Defenders of Wildlife joined forces to oppose the border wall. Their lawsuit claimed that construction of the wall would harm plants, rare wildlife habitats, and coastal birds like the California gnatcatcher. A lawsuit also claimed that President Trump did not have the right to build the wall. Despite a 1996 law giving the federal government authority to construct border walls and bypass environmental rules to get the job done. Now, back in February, an appeals court sided with the Trump administration. He could build the wall over the wackos' objections and despite the California gnatcatcher. Well, this week, the Supreme Court weighed in by refusing to hear the case, meaning the appeals court decision siding with Trump stands. Now the only thing standing in the way of the wall is the money, the funding. And that problem could be rectified immediately if Republican net catchers in Congress wanted it to happen. That's really what this is about. So keep a sharp eye.
It doesn't end there. Join Rush today at 11 on KNSS.
When you're hiring, some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. Then there's the smart way at ZipRecruiter. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds great candidates for you. That's why you should try it now for free. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. And while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack.
ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. That's based on hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Michael Savage. Join me weeknights at 8 on KNSS.
Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Gordon Basham in on the news desk this morning, 7:30 now here on a Friday. Congress has passed another short-term spending bill to keep the government open.
There won't be a partial government shutdown thanks to Congress putting off the fight over President Trump's border wall for 2 weeks. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, who's trying to win over enough support to be the next speaker, is taking a hard line.
The president said he promised it. He also promised Mexico would pay for it. So even if they did, it's immoral still, and they're not going to pay for it.
Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee and says they're making progress on most of the remaining funding issues.
We'd look at anything, but I believe the best route is to keep all seven together, pass them.
By passing a 2-week funding extension, that means this fight will come up again right before Christmas. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Kansas will boost its annual spending on foster care by $35 million under State Department for Families and Children grants that have been awarded to five contractors. DCF Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel held a news conference Thursday to introduce the contractors and talk about how she believes the grants will improve services for abused and neglected children. The state expects to spend $245 million on foster care during the next fiscal year.
Some new billboards going up in Wichita, part of a push to fully legalize marijuana in Kansas. Two billboard campaigns were launched Wednesday by the pro-legalization group Fire It Up Kansas. The first is an image of one man drinking and the other smoking. KSN News spoke with Mike Golden, that is, who is a spokesman for Fire It Up Kansas.
If it's perfectly okay to drink yourself to death with whatever kind of alcohol you choose, then why isn't it okay to smoke a joint?
The second image is a person with their hands handcuffed behind their back, and it states, "We're not criminals, we're consumers." Golden says the group also sent a bill on legalizing marijuana to state lawmakers for their consideration.
Fake service dogs are becoming a problem, and it's hurting those who really need them.
Service dog trainer Kim Kittelek says that many people want to label their dogs as service animals simply so they can take them into stores and restaurants. Because this has been a growing problem, people have become skeptical of real service dogs in stores, and some will actually ask the owner what the dog does for them to see if they're actually real service animals, or even question the illness the owner has that causes him to rely on a service animal. These questions can be very rude. Kansas law states that if you have a service dog, you need an ID card to show both the dog and handler and information on who trained the dog. But that trainer could be literally anyone, and nobody can check the information due to the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kittelek added that when you take your untrained dog in somewhere and you represent it as a service dog, you make it more difficult on the people that legitimately need their dog. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Something new for hungry students on one college campus.
Bacon, bacon, bacon! I love bacon, I love bacon.
Strips, bacon bits, all in a vending machine for just a buck. The better to study for finals with. The Ohio Pork Council placing the bacon vending machine in the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences. Profits going to the Meat Science Program, courtesy of Hormel, Sugardale, and Smithfield. No turkey bacon need apply. The Ohio Pork Council says the bacon vending machine is a unique and fun way for the Ohio Pork Council to support Ohio State students and promote the pork industry at the same time. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A chilly start to the day for us. We become partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high 35, cloudy overnight in 23, and then mostly cloudy. Fairly quiet weather expected for us tomorrow. Saturday's high 35, sunny and low 40s on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 22 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We had a chilly, breezy Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 42 degrees. Normal high for the date is 46. And the National Weather Service reporting a wind gust at near Eisenhower Airport, clocked at 37 miles per hour. So that's a pretty good wind gust. Today is, of course, December 7th, 2018. On this date in 1941, Japan launched a surprise attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, as part of its plan to conquer Southeast Asian territories. The raid, which claimed some 2,400 American lives, prompted the United States to declare war against Japan the next day. I've been reading in the last few months, read a book about four generals, that being Patton, George S. Patton, MacArthur, and Pershing. And who was the other one? There was one other. Anyway, I forgot the other, but I was reminded of the fact that MacArthur and Patton both had served in the Army out in the Philippines, in the Pacific, in the 30s. And both of them, MacArthur and Patton, predicted Japan will someday attack the United States, probably at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
Listen to the guys who
the guys
know what they're
who
talking
know.
About.
Yeah, that's the lesson.
Very simple.
Those two guys knew what they were talking about. It's interesting to study those fellas. They were fascinating, fascinating characters. And, of course, there are people who we did a few years ago with a guy named, what was his name? Jack? Nembo was his last name, and he was from El Dorado. We had him on a couple of times when Steve and Ted first started doing the morning show in the late 90s. He was a survivor of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And he quite a story. Apparently, he was actually on the beach when these guys, the Jap, he said he could see the Zeros and he could see the Japanese pilots grinning at him as they flew by. And he'd have been a baseball player, and he just started picking up rocks and tried throwing them at him.
Anything.
And so he actually came off of a ship, swam to shore, and then that happens. Anyway, it was a fascinating story.
Great
again.
Scott.
There are people who, the men who are guys who served out in the Pacific, to the day they die, they don't have a good thing to say about the Japanese.
And that Pearl Harbor Memorial is so beautiful.
Oh, I got to see it.
So
I got to see it. Yeah,
really lovely.
You know, they've the Bataan Death March. There were some nasty things that happened out there, and some of our guys, some like my dad and people like that, they could not forget the way they were treated. Anyway, Pearl Harbor Day today. Authorities in Wyoming say a man and woman have admitted to driving from Arizona to Wyoming with two kids stashed in the trunk of their car. Both Michael J. Fee and Amber L. Freudenstein have pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor counts of child endangerment. Sheriff's officials say a third party told them the kids reported they were kept in the trunk during most of the 900-mile drive, while two German shepherds got the back seat. Fee told the court there wasn't enough room for everyone, so the kids were put in the trunk. German shepherds on the back seat.
Are we sure the woman's name was not
Frankenstein
instead of Freudenstein?
Court records say the children put in the trunk were about 6 and 10 years old. You know, and growing up, we had four boys in our family, Gordon, and going on long, my dad liked to go on long vacations, like 4,000 miles.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a station wagon, bought a used 1954 Pontiac station wagon.
Wow, gee whiz.
And there still wasn't enough room in there for all of us. But so there was no trunk to put us in. But interesting. Pre-treating the streets, I noticed it yesterday after Shelley and I were out driving around last night. I said, hey, look, they're pre-treating the streets. They must see something coming. And, of course, our news story this morning says that they need to, if they're going to see weather coming, they've got to have about 5 days to do all the streets.
So a lot of roadways.
So public utilities has been out there doing it. The crews have been on the job. Now, how much, you know, it's still kind of up in the air how much we're going to get, if any at all. But they've done due diligence, I guess you'd say. And they've got the thing taken care of, and just in case we do get some weather.
And those folks really earn their keep.
They do. Man, they're on those trucks. 1,500 miles of roadway here in Wichita. Last night, Shelley and I went to one of our favorite restaurants, Savoots, on North Broadway, which they advertise here on the radio station. And we've been going there since we began dating in 1969. So we went there for a dinner last night, and who should be there but our good friend Jack Kellogg from Hat Man Jack's.
Yeah.
And he was there with a couple, and we chatted just a little bit, not enough, because Jack and I, we like to chatter. We like to talk. But he was telling me about something that's been going on for several years. Funding from the Boeing company. You know, Boeing left town. Spirit took over. Boeing left town, what, 6-7 years ago?
It's been a while.
Jack was telling me in that time, Boeing every year has spent money here in Wichita in helping him find coats and hats for needy kids. You know, there are drives that go on, but apparently this one was going on, and he just said, nobody knows about it. I just thought I'd tell you about it. I said, well, they're not going to do it anymore after this year, I guess. But Jack's been doing it, and these guys in Boeing, and Boeing didn't need to do that, but they did. And it's just one more example of this town and the way other communities do, too. But the way we come around Christmas time, we try to take care of people. We really try to, with donations and clothing and toys and whatnot. It's that time of the year. And we got to think about other people, I think.
And he and Boeing, the fact that they've been doing it without milking it for the PR value,
they
says an awful lot about them, the quality of their character.
Apparently they didn't feel inclined to go to the public and say, hey, we need some donations. They just went ahead and did it.
Yeah, good
job. I wonder if there are any other stories like that. I imagine there, when it comes down to individuals, there are probably thousands of stories.
Sure.
People just, I'm going to give a lot of money, but I don't want anybody to know about it.
That's what makes us a good town.
Yeah, part of it. The other thing, of course, is Steve and Ted on the radio. You know,
yes.
And another.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Stay with
of course.
Me. Stay with me on this, Gordon.
Working on it.
Yeah, stay with me on this. The 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour coming up next Tuesday. This is a benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. All you got to do is bring a non-perishable food item or a monetary donation to the Scottish Rite Center Auditorium, first in Topeka, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. You can be the live studio audience as we present. Ted and I will be part of the show. as we present a little storyline going there, and all mixed in. You got this great barbershop chorus type music with the Air Capital Chorus, Wichita Chorus of Sweet Adelines. And these groups, they have Christmas music, and we have a little fun story to tell. And it's just a great time. We've, like, eighth annual, been doing it for 8 years now, and you can be a part of it. Now, what we're going to do there is our program director, Tony Dusing, is going to record the whole thing with the help of McClellan Sound, and they do a marvelous job every year. Love McClellan Sound. They're going to record this thing, and then they will play it back at 8 o'clock on Christmas morning. So it's called the 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour, something we do here at KNSS, and we really, you know, you're all invited to come out and see us. And Steve and Ted will be there. If you like, we'll even, well, Ted will sign autographs. I know he will. Hey, by the way, family pack, a family four-pack of Illuminations tickets. How about that? Botanica.
Wow.
Illuminations going right now. And I talked to, was it Jack Kellogg last night saying he'd been out to, and just Illuminations already this year?
Ted had been out there,
Ted's
too.
Ted's been there, and it's great. So I've got a four-pack of tickets, one more to give away. Also, I'm going to throw in a gift certificate, of course, for $20 gift certificate for Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Call me now at 869-1330, 869-1330. Caller number four at 869-1330 for Illuminations. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way and traffic and weather. Steve and Ted on KNSS.